Secretary of State Al Jager is asking the 2017 legislature to replace the state's voting machines. Jager has asked for a $9 million appropriation for that. He says the current machines were first used back in 2004.
Essentially, even at that time, even though the equipment came in, you know, fancy new boxes, the technology at that time was already, you know, kind of aged. And so we're at a point now where the technology that supports the voting system is not being supported anymore.
Jager says these devices are no longer supported by the company that made them.
We haven't had any malfunctions that's impacted anything, but, you know, we know that it's another election. It would be very difficult to be able to do it. And so hopefully the legislature, even though the budget is tight, will understand the need.
Jager says the $9 million figure came from a request for proposals process and represents a bid from a reliable vendor. Meanwhile, Jager said he's asking the legislature for money to make sure that every polling location in the state has electronic poll books.
And that'll provide the security when people come to the polls. It'll be able to make sure that nobody is double voted.
Jager says some counties use electronic poll books already. Others don't.
So that ability to connect to a central source where we can, you know, double check and make sure that somebody, you know, hasn't voted in another area, that it'll just remove any doubt in that particular area.
Jager says the goal is to have fair and honest elections. The price tag for the electronic poll books is $3 million. Jager says combined with the $9 million he's requested for voting machines, the total cost to upgrade election equipment will be around $12 million. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.